The Green Bay Packers play their biggest regular season game in years tonight, and it's on TV. That is, if you have a satellite dish or get Green Bay or Milwaukee TV. That leaves about 500,000 people in other television markets in Wisconsin out of luck unless they want to leave the house. It's all because of a long, drawn-out, and bitter disagreement between the National Football League, which airs 8 games a year on its own NFL network, and the major cable television carriers, including Charter and Time Warner. The NFL Network says if there's room for niche channels like shopping, decorating, and golf, there's room for a popular product like the National Football League. Spokesman Seth Polansky.
88 of the 100 highest-rated programs on cable television of all time are NFL games. The popularity of the product speaks for itself. It does not belong where the cable company can make it pay extra options to pad their profits. They're trying to use the popularity of football to get more fees out of customers, and we strongly believe customers pay enough for their cable bills already.
But the cable companies say there's a big difference between the NFL Network and, say, the Weather Channel or Arts and Entertainment, and the difference is money. John Miller is a spokesman for Charter Cable. He says if NFL Network wants to be on basic cable, it should be prepared to pay.
The biggest cost impact to customers and to the cable systems over the last 10 years has been the rising cost of sports. Everybody who has watched what's developed in the sports world over the last 5 years can see the rapidly escalating big business that it has become, with the players making millions of dollars, the stadiums being built, all the money that's going into professional and college sports. Well, the majority of this money comes from television rights fees. That's what separates sports programming from the rest of the channel lineup fare that you would see on Expanded Basic.
That it's more expensive than the other networks.
Significantly more expensive.
Indeed, the NFL is in the second year of a 6-year deal with television networks that's bringing the league $10 billion. If the NFL network ends up on a sports tier, only those who want it would get it, and it would cost those viewers around $5 a month. On basic cable, everyone would pay for it, whether they want it or not, and that would be about 70 cents per customer. Watching all of this closely is University of Wisconsin Telecommunications Professor Barry Orton, who says this is all about how much money each side can squeeze out of TV viewers who haven't yet already bought a dish to watch more sports.
The issue is, do non-football fans have to pay to carry a channel that they will never watch or hardly ever watch? The people who want to do that have already switched to dishes. The diehard fans have already migrated.
The NFL Network reaches less than half the viewers of ESPN. Whether or not he really means it, Polansky of the NFL says it's a shame so many Packer fans won't see the game tonight. And that may be the one and only thing on which the two sides in this big money scrimmage can agree.